Hello and welcome to episode 10 of the Witchy Woman Podcast. I am your host today, Sweet. Today I have some really cool stuff. I have Rena Dwelly. She is a certified diamond dowser and inner diamond practitioner. And she is going to share with us her amazing healing modality and how it works and how she got started. And also, I'll be talking about the goddess Hecate. I've had a couple requests from listeners, and this was one of the subjects that I got multiple requests for, to just learn about her, what she is, and some of her correspondences and things that she's associated with. Before I get started with Hecate, I wanted to pose the question to you guys. Have you ever had your children or your loved ones treated badly because of the way you live your life? Because of your faith, your spirituality, because you want to live life authentically? Has that happened to you? Have your kids or your loved ones suffered because of it? And have you ever thought seriously about pulling all that back so that your friends, your loved ones, so that people don't make fun of your kids because of you? Like, I'm dealing with that right now, and I would love to know what you guys' thoughts are, because I love my child and I would do anything to protect her. And, you know, sometimes I'm faced with the question or the option to assimilate, or at least to have that be my outward persona, to spare my kid from being made fun of because of me or because of the beliefs that she holds, you know, because of my influence. So have you guys ever dealt with that? And if you have, please share that. If you're open to it, share it on the Witchy Woman Podcast group. I would love to have a discussion about this, because I am a big, you know, advocate for living your truth, living your true authentic self, because I feel like that's how you know, give back to humanity in the best way, and you make yourself a good, happy life by being authentic. But, you know, sometimes that option is questioned when your loved ones suffer for it. So I would love you to please share and let's discuss it, okay? All right. So I will, I guess, jump into Hecate. So I looked up the actual pronunciation, and I found one on darkmother.com, pronounce underscore Hecate. Man, that sounds dark. Anyway, on that website and other ones, I found, like, they put the correct spelling, how to pronounce it, the correct and incorrect pronunciations, and they said, and I'm going to quote, generally with Greek words of three syllables, the accent is in the middle, hence the correct pronunciation of her name is Hecate. And they have, like, the phonetic, you know, H-E-H, tack K-A-H, tack T-E-H. And they say that Hecate is also an acceptable pronunciation. So I just want to tell you a little about her. So she is known as the Greek goddess Hecate. She's a virgin goddess. Triple goddess is what she's most often depicted. You know, if, like, you see her in a statue, there's going to be some kind of, you know, triple goddess type connection there. A moon goddess or the crossroads goddess. And when I was researching her, you know, I always, you know, thought of her or saw her mentioned as a crossroads goddess, but I looked and I always assumed it was a four-way stop. But actually they say it's a three-way, or, like, we call it a Y now. And it ties in, one of her numbers associated with her is three. She's the triple goddess. So there's a lot of three themed things in her story. So I get why it's a three-way. Three-way stop. Okay, so there are several myths about her, who her parents actually were. And one of them is that she was the daughter of Zeus and Demeter. Another is that she was the daughter of Zeus and Hera. And according to, and what my source said, genuine sources are, she was actually the Titan, and she was the only child of the Titans Perseus and Asteria. So, and that the whole Titan story was very, very common when I was looking up different sites trying to get different opinions on her. So, Hecate was thought to be the only one of the Titans that Zeus allowed to retain, like, any of their power and authority. In his regime, she was charged with the guardian of households and protector of all that was newborn. She's also associated with being the crossroads goddess, as I mentioned, entranceways, witchcraft, knowledge of herbs and poisonous plants, spirits, and necromancy. So, she was also known as a protector of women, especially during childbirth. So, basically, if you're in childbirth and it hurts, because it does, to ease the pains and to get some progress going, they would call upon Hecate. And also, after birth, to restore or protect the health and the growth of a child. Some of her familiars, so I want to talk about two of them to begin with, which I found were, like, the most common, was the black dog and the polecat. The story behind the black dog is that the Trojan queen, Hecuba, jumped into the sea after the fall of Troy, and the goddess Hecate saved her and transformed her in a black dog. The other is about the polecat, and that one is thought to either be the witch Gale turned as punishment for her incontinence. Listening to that, I realized the word incontinence may not come across like it's supposed to. When I was researching, they used that word, and I realized that it means to not be able to hold your pee-pee, but it also, when I was looking up kind of what Gale was, she was a surly old bitch, and because she was, you know, just had a really displeasing personality, and she had all these shitty things, that Hecate turned her into, you know, what she became. So, all right, back to your regular scheduled history lesson. Anne, or Galinthius, a midwife of Alcmene, who was transformed by a super angry goddess, I'm gonna mess this name up, Eileithyia, or she was also I saw references to her name being Lucina, and then she was transformed by that Lucina and then adopted by Hecate because she felt bad for her. The other animals that she was associated with are dogs, horses, sheep, all of them being black ones, owls, bats, snakes, and boars. And in ancient Greece, this is so super sad, but it was common to see sacrifices of black dogs and black animals in general to honor Hecate, which is super sad. plants associated with her, willows, says dark yew, blackthorn, saffron, raisins and currants, and any night blooming plant, and gourds, especially pumpkins. So a lot of the statues I've seen her in, there's pumpkins and black dogs, you know, those are the two things that I see most often. Oils that you can associate her with are cinnamon, myrrh, mugwort, lime, and lemon verbena. And of course, there's plenty more. These are just the most common ones I found. Crystals include sapphires, silver, gold, moonstone, black tourmaline, black onyx, hematite, smoky quartz, and Apache tears. Colors to associate with her are black and orange. And then it also says yellowish orange and reddish orange. So, like Halloween colors, right? And I'm giving you all this so that maybe if you want to, you can set up your own altar. If you feel called to, you can set this up and kind of base it on the correspondences. Hecate had, this is a story about the main one you hear with her and Persephone and Hades. So she had, Hecate had the gift of foresight. So she could see, or she saw, you know, in her mind's eye, the abduction of Persephone by Hades. And supposedly she heard her screams, Persephone's screams. So Hecate finds Demeter, and Demeter is Persephone's mother. And they join together to look for Persephone after she's abducted by Hades. So she tells Demeter, let's go to Helios and see who it may have been, because although Hecate had foresight, she never saw who it was that actually took her. She just saw her being taken. So in some of these stories, she's actually the one that does the whole or suggests the halftime, the split, because she ends up going down to the underworld to basically bargain for Persephone. So that doesn't mean this is like the only myth. This is the one I found. So anyway, she proposes, you know, Persephone stays down there half the year and is up above half the year, so she can spend that with Demeter. And actually, that's what everybody, you know, back then, they said, oh, that's why we have the seasons, is because Persephone is the light and she comes up and gives us spring and summer. And when she starts to get sad and, you know, has to go down to the underworld, that's when, you know, her light leaves the world and we get, you know, the cold winter months. Anyway, so Hecate's down there and basically she becomes Persephone's BFF. And she ended up liking the underworld so much that Hecate just started hanging out down there. So really, she was like ruling it all. She had the sky, the earth, the sea, and she was in the underworld. And throughout the mythology, she really did play an important role in the life of Persephone. And Hades was super thankful for their friendship and keeping Persephone happy during his time with her down there, that he was, you know, really thankful. And he honored her by saying that she is now a prominent and permanent guest in the spirit world. And that really, that whole story of her being in the underworld really enhances her reputation as a goddess of witchcraft. So for me, I don't know, I see Hecate as a goddess to call on when facing change. Like, she really, you know, from what I had read and how I feel about it, she does. You know, there's one site that said she reminds us of the importance of change, helping us to release the past, especially those things that are pulling us down, and to really accept change. And I really do resonate with that, you know, feeling around that particular goddess, that representation that she is giving us to draw strength from. So I guess what I kind of wanted to make sure everybody was aware of, that is she is thought of as to be a pretty badass goddess, but also, you know, under her tough exterior, she has that mercy and that heart behind her. So if you feel called to share any of your, if you have any kind of representation for Hecate on your altar, I would really love it if you could post, if you feel comfortable, post a picture of that on our Witchy Woman podcast group. Share with us, see what others have decided to represent her with on their altars. I think that might be kind of fun. I will go ahead and post a picture of mine. I have like a little statue on one side of mine with an altar bowl full of the herbs and flowers that I found to represent her. Okay, cool. So now I will get into the interview with Rena Dwelly of Holistic Healing Therapeutics in Bismarck, North Dakota. So I don't know. I thought I could start out by just asking, what is diamond dowsing? Like, what exactly is the work you do? Kind of explain it to everybody.
All right. Well, do you want me to do that now?
Yeah, introduce yourself and like just say kind of what all this is.
All right. Well, my name is Rena Dwelly, and I am a master diamond dowser and inner diamond practitioner. And I work with quantum light frequencies to help people welcome greater health and wellness, success, relationships, and wisdom into their lives. And okay, so there's two parts of this work. We have the environmental piece, which if you know anything about the law of attraction, you know that the environments that you spend time in actually affect your ability to manifest, whether it's, again, these greater health and wellness, success, relationships, and wisdom. So when you spend time in a space that has a very low or heavy vibration, it can hold you back.
Right.
It can keep you from manifesting your hopes and dreams. And it can actually physically make you ill until you cure these cases in your environment. So what I do when I work with people, I go into their homes or offices, and I can do this work distantly too, using mm-hmm. a map of your home or office.
Mm-hmm.
And I cure these energetic disturbances by using an L-rod, dowsing rod. So it's different than a pendulum in the sense that it looks like the shape of an L, and it's made out of brass. And then I have copper cures that are activated with quantum light frequencies.
Wow.
That actually block these disturbances from coming into your home or office.
Wow.
Now, today this is really, really, really interesting.
Yeah.
Because I've been doing some big digging and work because I'm creating my own program.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a man who, his name was Slim Burling, and he was born in Aberdeen, South Dakota, mm-hmm. of all places.
Wow.
And he was truly like the master dowser here
really?
In North America. He kind of created a lot of these programs or gave inspiration to them.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually had somebody from the FDA come out to a property he was dowsing and check for EMF before and after a dowsing session. And it was proven that it actually eliminates EMF from your home or office.
Oh, my God.
Very, very, very interesting work. So the other piece of the work, the inner diamond portion, is like mind, body, soul work, where mm-hmm. I can actually do things like soul retrievals. And like another good example would be, a lot of people have issues with Mercury retrograde.
Yeah.
I can take you to Mercury.
Mm-hmm.
I can help you release the karma that you have with that planet. And then it realigns you, and you no longer have issues with these planets when they're in retrograde. So it's really crazy how that works.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to have to do that because this last one kicked my ass. I thought...
Yeah, I did a lot of sessions this past one, and people
did
were
you?
Like, oh my God, like, totally changed my life. And I'm like, wow, that's so awesome.
I wish I would have, because at the beginning I was like, and this is how I totally ate crow, because I, you know, did a planetary forecast kind of on my one of my groups for my business. And I was like, oh, this is what's going on. And you know what? There's so much other cool stuff going on. I just don't think retrograde with Mercury is going to be that bad. And it was not happy. Like, I did not have such a fun time this last month. So I'll never say Mercury is not going to be that bad again, ever. Ever.
Yeah, it can really get you. It's
really
interesting how something like that happens.
It is. I knew it. As soon as I said it and I hit like post, I'm like, oh man, that's asking for trouble. And I did. I had all kinds of trouble this last couple weeks.
That's hilarious.
Yes.
I mean, not really.
But it is. Oh yeah. I was like, as soon as I said it and did it, I'm like, that was so dumb. Why did I do that? That was like taunting the fate. Like, just please, you know, crap on me for 2 weeks or 3 weeks. Please. Okay.
I only had one interesting day.
Yeah.
And that was my washing machine was kind of weird.
Oh,
and
no.
Like, the cycles were lasting longer than normal. And then that was also the day where I had my show. And I could not, for the life of me, log on my computer.
Oh, no.
I used my phone, so I ended up having to use my phone and then going back and editing a bunch of stuff.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Well, at least it was only one day, right?
Yes.
That was not so bad. So I would love to know how in the world did you get started doing this? Because I love hearing everyone's story on how they started doing different kinds of work. I think it's awesome.
Well, it's very interesting, actually.
Okay.
So I started my journey out as a Reiki master teacher and massage therapist. So I'm kind of a little unorthodox, where everybody would like to get their continuing ed hours through, you know, taking massage classes, learning different modalities in the massage field. Well, you know, and I'm not trying to brag or anything, but I was pretty good at what I was doing. So
right. That
wasn't necessarily an interest for me. I went for classes like these.
Right.
Because, you know, of course you got this issue going on with your body, but what's the spiritual are you holding on to?
Right.
So I actually ended up receiving a flyer in the mail. And I knew a couple of my friends had taken the diamond dowsing program before, or the first couple classes at least.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're like, they really encouraged me to take this program, Lena, you're going to love this. And I'm like, well, what is it? But nobody could really tell me what it was.
Right.
And it was really interesting because when I got there, it was like I was home. Like I've known them my entire life. And I was just mind blown at, you know, all the information that was coming forward. So it was actually through a flyer in the mail from the North Dakota Board of Massage.
That's awesome. That is so cool. That is so cool. And how long ago was that? Like, when did you start all this?
Oh, this is 5 years ago.
Oh, wow.
So 5 years. So, yeah, definitely.
That is freaking awesome. I love how... it's like little, I was telling Taryn in the last one, like, I think we all get like these little breadcrumbs, these little signs from spirit, like, hello, this is what you're supposed to be doing. Pay attention to me. And we find them, you know, those little breadcrumbs. Like for me, it was a weird ad on Facebook. Like I don't ever pay attention to Facebook ads. And this one time I did. And then after that, I could not stop seeing that ad. So, and for her, you know, it was a different little breadcrumb, like different words would stick out for her. And for you, it was a mailer. I think that's awesome.
I know. Really weird.
so cool. So how does this, tell me how it works. Like, what do they do? Like, how do you actually set about doing this for somebody?
The diamond dowsing part?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, so here's what the process looks like. If I'm working on your home or office, whether I'm actually there or in my own space,
mm-hmm.
there's a specific meditation I do that connects me in with the quantum field, totally balances my left and right brain, and just puts me in... a completely different space.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a different mindset than when we're in driving our car. I don't want to say it's trance-like, but it definitely opens me up
mm-hmm.
to see things a lot differently and really tune in and feel what's going on with the environment.
Wow.
So after I do that meditation, I open up a portal to begin space clearing. So we open this quantum portal with 24 quantum light frequencies, and we call all these frequencies in. They have a specific angle that they come in every 15 degrees. So
mm-hmm.
north is one, east is another, you know, and then
wow.
you have northeast, southeast. And it looks like this beautiful rainbow.
Wow.
And then I invite the energies that are there. So we have mental and emotional,
mm-hmm.
And we also have entities and souls who possibly exist in those spaces
mm-hmm.
and need help being released. Now, I say possibly because there's only been one time in space clearing I have not seen any soul who are needing help to be released.
Right. Wow.
Yeah, very, very interesting. So we do that work by calling these frequencies in. So maybe one of them might be protection to help them feel safe as they pass forward into this portal, which then acts like an elevator to take them to their next journey.
Oh, wow.
Maybe it's unconditional love to create a space of non-judgment. Maybe it's wisdom. Maybe they have a mission to complete. So I help them with these frequencies and completing their mission in order to move forward. And then I use my dowsing rod to look for geopathic stress lines, which are fault lines or mining tunnels under the earth,
mm-hmm.
Aquifers, things like that, that they emit an energy. And when you spend your time in spaces with these energies,
mm-hmm.
they actually can cause body pain.
Oh, wow.
Neuropathies, cancers. I mean, it's crazy. So,
wow.
And then we look for EMFs. There's a couple different kinds of EMFs we look for, such as Hartman and Curry lines.
Mm-hmm.
Those exist every 5 steps on Earth.
Wow.
And they are tied to electrical outlets, electrical panels, transformer boxes, things like that. So depending on what we're dealing with, like an electrical outlet, if you have a TV plugged into that, it's going to zap you every 20 seconds.
Huh.
If your electrical panel, it will turn your entire home negative, into negative energy.
Oh,
and
wow.
I've seen people with skin rashes from this. Like, it's totally
crazy.
Wow,
that's bizarre.
Yeah, wow. And a transformer is going to affect your entire neighborhood. So you'll have just, a few blocks of people who just have all these issues, neuropathies, and, just weird things happening to their body that, maybe doctors can't explain.
Uh-huh.
It's crazy, the healing that it does for these people and how it helps them change their lives.
That is amazing. Okay, so we live in the area we're at. We have a huge aquifer. We basically, most of the sand hills sits on top of a huge body of water underneath of us. How does that change our energy? I mean, I'm sure that emits an energy or a frequency of some sort.
Absolutely. If you're sleeping in one of those lines, you will, sleeping or sitting at an office, the longer you're in these periods or these spaces with this this energy, the more it affects you. So if you're sleeping, okay, let's imagine your bed in your bedroom, and you have this huge geopathic stress line coming in. If you're the one that sleeps where it's coming in, it's going to affect your body more than it's going to affect your husband.
Oh my goodness.
And you're going to feel, you'll see yourself probably curling up in one corner of your bed.
Right.
You'll have pain on one side of your body where this line is coming in, and it's like the Grand Canyon. How the Grand Canyon was formed. That energy totally does that to your body.
Oh, wow.
It affects your organs. It affects your spirituality, your clear thinking, your physical health.
Huh.
I mean, just so many things. Chronic pain, it can lower your immune system.
Oh, wow.
From properly functioning. It's just crazy what this stuff does to people.
That is amazing. I always thought there was like I know in my bed, I squish to one side, and there's we have a giant bed. We have a California king. So me, my husband, and my myriad of animals have plenty of room, but nobody, not even the animals, will sleep in the middle of it.
It's weird. I would totally say you're in geopathic stress for sure.
Yes, our house is weird. There's certain places I don't want to walk because I just feel like that's an icky spot. I don't know. It just sounds weird. But, there's certain places I'm like, no, that's not the right path. And I will take the longer way around because I just feel like that's not, I don't know. It just feels, I feel dissonance, when I walk through a certain space. So maybe that's
what we've
got going on. And I sage the living crap out of this place, sage and incense. And, I do, Reiki on my own house, trying to help keep it clear, but maybe I need to get, I would like you to, we're moving. That's why I'm like, well, we could have her do this place, but we're moving. I probably should just schedule both places so that, when my dad moves back into this place, he's not moving into a hot mess of energy too.
Definitely. Absolutely. I got to tell you this story. Something else we look for is negative vortexes, those can cause a whole serious realm of ickiness for people, from depression to addiction, to all kinds of weird stuff. I doused this lady's house, and this is really cool. She had a negative vortex in her house, and so I was doing this work differently, and she knew the day I was doing this work, but she didn't know exactly what time I was doing this work. And when I closed up her portal, she watched it totally clear and close up. She said it was the craziest thing she's ever seen.
Oh, wow.
She says, Lena, I need you to look at my friend's door. And I'm like, okay. So she sends me a picture of her friend's door, and I mean, Danae, this is the craziest. I've never seen a picture like this in my life, and I'm going to have to share it with you.
Yes, do.
And I don't know if you have a way for me to share with your viewers.
Oh, yes. We have. We can put it on our Facebook page.
Awesome.
Perfect.
So this her daughter's cat was sitting by the door waiting for her to come home.
Uh-huh.
Her daughter is like 13, 14 years old. And I'm looking at this picture and I'm like, oh my God, this is crazy. I mean, you can literally see the vortex in this picture.
Whoa.
And the cat is looking right at it. And also, like, everything around the cat is like black and blurry.
Oh,
and
my,
like,
God.
Whoa. I have never seen energy like that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I'm like, we gotta get this closed up
right now. Right? Oh my God, that's awesome. Yes, I can't wait to see the picture now.
It'll blow your mind. I mean,
oh
real.
My God. That is amazing. So when you do this, so you do it on spaces. Can you do this on individual people?
Yes, I do body dowsing too.
Okay.
Absolutely, yes.
That is so cool. So you can do the same thing with all the light frequencies and kind of clear their energy. Does it do the same thing, or kind of the same, I guess, as I know it's not the same thing as Reiki, but does it work on the same principles of, like, universal energy?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It
okay.
sure does. So what we do with a body dowsing is we're connecting to the cosmos or the quantum field, and we're pulling in these quantum light frequencies, and we activate, it's called your inner diamond, but it's your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And you have 24 facets on your inner diamond that connect to each of these quantum light frequencies.
Oh, wow.
So these frequencies carry special properties or qualities, such as, stepping into your higher wisdom and faith and belief in what the universe has paved for your path.
Wow.
These kind of qualities. So we pull these in and we activate and shine the facets of your inner diamond. And it's totally transformational. I mean,
wow.
People who feel like they've lost their inner sight,
mm-hmm.
It's magical to see what happens to them within the 24-hour period. They start having
right.
these amazing visions and, connecting in with their spirit guides or, like, healing properties. One
wow.
lady I worked with in Australia, I didn't even know she had neck issues going on, and she called me the next day and was like, I can't believe my neck. I have not been able to move my neck in months.
Whoa.
And all of a sudden, it was just, like, totally opened up, and she's never had an issue again. So,
Wow.
Well,
I wonder if it would help. I have lupus. Like, I have an autoimmune. I wonder if it could help something like that.
Absolutely.
I think that'd be cool. At some point, I need to get, like, free time and sit down and, like, schedule these things. So we're moving from this house to a house in town, and my thought process is always, well, I'll do all this stuff once we move, but maybe I just need to do it before I move so I don't drag that icky crap to my new place.
I think it would probably help your move be a lot smoother.
Probably. It probably would, huh? I think it'd be pretty cool. I definitely want you to do the new home, and I was thinking about this while I was, like, scheduling this and kind of thinking about what you do. I'm like, man, I should just not put it off and just do it before so that everybody's happy and adjusted before we get in there.
Totally.
It sounds like a cool thing.
I think that's a great idea.
Do people have to be aware? So, like, that one lady, you said she didn't, you know what day you're doing it, but you don't have to, the client doesn't have to be aware or do anything special during the session. They're just aware that it's happening.
Yep. So cool. I have to have permission to be able to do this work on your house. And
okay.
that's about the only awareness that I actually need
mm-hmm.
from you. You don't have to be tuned in. You sure can if you would like to. And I totally invite everyone who wants to be a part of the process to be a part of the process, just
right.
because it's really fascinating. And I also think it's important for us to be aware of the energy that we are bringing into our spaces.
Absolutely.
You know, yeah, that's kind of one of the biggest lessons we can learn in life.
Oh, yeah.
So, but, some people are busy and they have to work, so they can't. And I definitely always write up a report so they know everything I found, why I found it, why it exists there, how I helped it move forward. So there's always, you know, whether you're a part of that session or not, you're going to get one of these, because sometimes it's nice to stick something like that in your file cabinet too.
Absolutely. So when you do the clearing, so somebody like me may have like spirits hanging around because I let them. So, and I want them. Like, I have a couple deceased individuals that are around, and they pop in and out, and they're friends or loved ones, and they visit. So when you do these things, can you like exclude them, or does it like a vacuum and everybody just goes to that higher consciousness?
Kind of like, well, just like you can't necessarily force people to do certain things, spirits have the free will too.
Okay.
So if they're not ready to cross over on their journey, you know, there's maybe they need another time, or, you know, whatever. We're going to do whatever we can to help them. But for the majority of the part, if they are there, and I want to say, creating havoc, if they're making their presence noticeable to you, you know what I'm saying by that.
Absolutely.
Life becomes a little chaotic when there's a soul.
Absolutely.
<that needs help. laughs>
Yes.
Our typical guess is that they are ready to move forward. Now, that does not mean, because I'm a medium too, they can always come back and visit. It just helps them become unstuck.
Unstuck. Okay.
Sense,
cool.
That makes sense.
Yep, it totally does.
A lot of times, when you have a soul that needs help being released, it's typically like, say, a business owner who was very attached to his business and wants to make sure that everything's safe and protected, and, you know, maybe needs help letting go.
Yeah.
You know, for some reason, they are tied to that land or that experience, and they need help moving forward.
Right.
And just in the cases I've seen, when there are souls that are, you know, like I said, creating havoc in the living's life, it's because they don't know where there's a portal. They need help finding a portal. And that's where somebody like me can come in and open that positive vortex portal for them to move to the light.
That's so cool. Very, very cool.
The most interesting one I've ever done as far as space clearing goes, this is crazy. This family, they lost a beloved family member, and it was an accident. They wanted to sell their house, and for some reason they weren't getting anyone to look at their house. And they had raised their kids in this house, you know, so it was really hard for them to let go. And the family member had passed in their house, and, you know, that was a whole nother hanging on to the heartstrings issue for them. So I go in this house, and the first thing I look for, you know, one of the first things is a negative vortex. So I use my dowsing rods to guide me where I need to open this portal. And so it's typically on the lowest level of the house where you get to the root of this portal. We go down in the basement, which was totally like where their family room was. This is where that family member, you know, used to sleep. So I'm sitting in this negative vortex, and it was large enough that it was really messing with me. I mean, it kind of makes you confused and just not.
Oh, no.
Not normal, you know? So there were some things happening with the space clearing that I was like, oh my gosh, is this really happening? But I didn't want to scare anybody, and I didn't want to freak them out. But all of a sudden, I started to feel the floor shake, and I'm like,
oh no.
Because I'm sitting in this vortex.
Jeez.
Or is this like really happening? So I just kind of sat there for a minute, and the lady said, oh my God, do you feel the floor shaking? And I was like, yes, I do.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And then we start hearing, like, crying.
Oh, no.
And it was like, again, I didn't want to say anything because I'm sitting in this energy. And I'm like, okay, is this, you know, just part of this energy, or is this happening? So she goes, oh, do you hear that? And I was like, yes. So that family member actually came to console the family, share messages with them to, you know, aww, you know how it's mediumship session.
Yes.
And he was very loving and wanted to tell his family that he loved them very much. He was thankful that they were helping him move forward. And you know what? Within a couple weeks, they sold their house.
Aww.
It was the craziest thing.
That is bananas. That is bananas. Wow.
It was amazing.
Holy.
I love this work.
Yeah, I have to. I would love to learn how to do this. At some point, I really, really, really would love to learn this modality because it's just so freaking interesting to me. I think it's awesome. So,
definitely.
So you pre-diamond dousing and you now, like, what has that changed, I guess, within your life personally? Do you think you're different now?
I know that I'm different.
Right.
Not only has my health and wellness improved, like, I feel like I'm not confused anymore. I totally know what my dharma is, my mm-hmm. soul purpose, and it's absolutely incredible. Like, I just feel really connected in with the universe. I can manifest like you wouldn't believe. And I mean,
that's awesome.
It's kind of a special quality for people to hold. And mm-hmm. when you are so tapped in, you can manifest like you wouldn't believe. And it's just, it's amazing. I feel like my life is really on track and it's really, really good. And I love helping people. Having my family live in a space that's very high vibrationally doused.
Mm-hmm.
Like my son excels in school.
That's
my
awesome.
Husband is absolutely incredible. He's just as intuitive as you and I are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just really cool the things that happen in our lives and what we get to experience because we have that trust. We have that
right
connected feeling with the oneness, you know.
That is,
I know that's kind of,
oh no,
it's hard to explain that.
Right. No, that I think that's beautiful. That's really, really awesome that you all can share that and you all can be that connected. That's very rare, I think, that a whole family can live like that. I think that's special.
Definitely.
So, how can someone get a hold of you? If they want to do this, if there's a listener out there that this resonates with, how can they get a hold of you?
I'm going to say the best way is to probably find me on Facebook.
Okay.
Ballistic Healing Therapeutics is my business page, and that's the name of my business page on Facebook.
Perfect.
You can also reach out to me through my website or even a phone call, or
okay.
I'm very text-friendly, too. So 701-425-2531.
Awesome.
That's my business phone.
That's awesome. I will make sure I have all of your links posted in the show notes and in the blog post that goes along with this. That way, in case they don't catch it or they're driving down the road and they can't write it down, they can totally always get it from that then.
Definitely.
Perfect. Well, do you have anything else you would like to share or tell anybody that's interested in getting this or maybe learning how to do it?
Oh, man. It's the most incredible work you can have done for you or learn how to do. I truly think that everybody deserves to live in a doused house or work in a doused environment.
Mm-hmm.
It will provide so much clarity, so many wonderful things in your life that you can't even imagine until you have it done. It just opens up a whole new world of possibilities for you. I also want to let you guys know that I am working on creating my own dousing program.
Ooh.
This is pretty, pretty cool stuff. So just to kind of give you a little sneak peek before I release it, there are sacred light rays that come in from the quantum field, and they connect in with Earth and our crystals and our gemstone veins within the Earth. They illuminate and vibrate
these
crystals with this energy.
Wow.
So I'm going to teach you how to connect in and work with these frequencies of these gemstones and activate your homes and offices with this incredible energy.
Wow.
You've seen Avatar, right? Where they walk.
Yeah.
People people walk and it lights up.
Yeah.
When their footprints, you know, light up. This is what I see when I work with this energy. Oh, so it's pretty incredible.
Well, that sounds freaking awesome. I would definitely be interested in learning. I need, now that the weather, maybe we're not going to have any more snow and I can actually get to North Dakota at some point. That would be awesome.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm always willing to travel for classes too.
Perfect. So. Perfect. And I, to me, Rapid City is like, Rapid City and Spearfish are so freaking awesome to visit. So I'm down with like meeting partway so you don't have to haul down here, but definitely something I want in the works to happen. I want to learn this.
Absolutely. We need more doubters out there, for sure.
Definitely.
Our planet needs this.
Definitely.
Right. No. Well, because we're not just healing ourselves when we heal our environment. We are healing the planet, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Our planet needs us.
Yep, it really does, especially now. It seems like it's in a little bit of turmoil. To say the
exactly.
least.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your gift and explaining it, because I know before I met you, I had never heard of this. And then when you started explaining it and showing how you do it on Facebook, I became kind of like enamored with learning how and more about it. So I really appreciate you sharing this with everybody.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on. No, I appreciate it.
No problem. I want to thank Rena again for coming on and sharing your amazing healing modality with us all. If anybody would like to get a hold of her, she's on Facebook. Her Facebook page for her business is Holistic Healing Therapeutics. Just type that in and her page pops up. And on there, you can PM her. There's a link to her website. I will have all of that in the show notes and in the blog so that in case you guys are driving down the road and can't get to it, I've got you covered. So I highly recommend her. I cannot wait to get mine done. I will go ahead and do like a post session debrief for everybody so you guys can hear how it affected me and my family and the energy in our house. So thank you so much for listening. I really, really appreciate each and every one of you. I think last time I checked the Podbean app, there was like 460 some downloads. So that just blows my mind. This is episode 10 that you're listening to right now. So I'm really, really thankful for everybody. And you can get my blog at witchywomanpodcast.blog. You can also get us on or get me on Facebook through the Witchy Woman Podcast page and the Witchy Woman Podcast group. Yes, I created two of those because Facebook algorithms. I really appreciate all the participation in the groups. I am going to post some of the questions that I posted here in this episode on the group page and see what you guys think. I love the interaction. I love getting messages from you guys with opinions and questions about each episode. So feel free to contact me. My email address is danae@danaesweet.com. You can read more about me at danaesweet.com. Also, you can see me on Twitter at danae_sweet_ and on Instagram, Sage Stone and Candle. So, thank you so much for listening to episode 10. Next episode, I have It's just going to be a big one. So stay tuned. I don't want to like give too much away because this has been something I've been doing interviews and compiling things for a couple weeks now to get this episode out. So anyway, stay tuned for episode 11. And don't forget to like and subscribe on whatever platform you're listening. I'm on Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, and Podbean. So until next time, bye.